A day after Boris Johnson said he'd step down, attentions turn to what and who comes next. Around the newly cleaned up Palace of Westminster, the talk is of a clean break, of restoring trust in government.
Someone has to grip this moment and make the right decisions.
On Friday, the first of the political big beasts announced their standing, the previous Chancellor Rishi Sunak.
And I have spent my career bringing people together.
Sunak's one of two cabinet members whose resignation led to a torrent of junior ministers quitting and Johnson eventually giving in.
There should be a new leader.
But on Thursday, Johnson insisted he'd stay in post until the new leader was chosen, a process that could take many weeks. Within the party, initial opposition to him staying on in the interim seems to be weakening.
I don't think that it would be appropriate for us, whether we're around the cabinet table or in any other part of the British government, just to kind of down tools and say, actually, you know what, we're not going to do anything until the new boss is in place. We have a duty, and our duty is to govern.
What's due to happen is all the Conservative members of Parliament get to vote on the leadership candidates. It could take several rounds before they narrow it down to just two names. Assuming neither drops out, it's then up to the wider party membership to pick a new leader.
What's different this time is it's not a difference over policy, it's not parliamentary deadlock as it was over Theresa May with her failure to get her Brexit deal through. In this case, the problem is the Prime Minister, and in particular the Prime Minister's judgment, his integrity, and the fact that he'd really lost confidence of so many people in his government. And that's meant that that it's slightly weird that he's continuing.
The opposition Labour Party still say if Johnson isn't gone soon, they'll try to force him out using Parliament.
He shouldn't be desperately clinging on when he has had to leave office because of his disgraceful conduct. And that's why I say the Tory party should remove him. And if they don't, we will step up in the national interest and bring a vote of no confidence.
It's unlikely, though, that enough Conservative MPs would back Starmer. In 2 weeks, Parliament breaks for the summer, leaving Westminster to the tourists and leaving the choice of Prime Minister to fewer than 150,000 Conservative Party members. But between now and then, plenty could happen to change Boris Johnson's timetable for leaving Downing Street. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.